Hey there, Patriots. I'm sorry I got cut off before. I wanted to finish up what I had planned to talk about. I wanted to say in regards to 9/11 that I don't have the picture yet. I was sent it, but from my twin. I was very happy and elated after not going to any of the 9/11 celebrations on 9/11. To find out that there had been a rainbow over the Ground Zero area of New York City on the 11th of September, 2023. I had done my first, what I called Inspired Vision event on September 11th, 2021, 20 years after that horrible day. And I just found out about that from my twin, and she says that she sent me the picture, but I have yet to receive it. Two things I wanted to mention before I forget. Kenneth Evans, because he was arrested and because he's a good man and I have a very good vibe off of him, I met him in Escondido on June 24th, 2023 at the Truth Tour event. When you see or hear about these events, like the Time to Free America event, Reawaken America, which Clay Clark and General Flynn have put on, produced all over the country, or the Reckoning, the Reckoning Fest, the Truth Tour, the Freedom Fest, I think it's truthtour.net. I know Chris Eriks has done like the social ones on the East Coast, and he had he was just on Melissa's show on Freedom Force being interviewed. She said, you know, he had cancer of the mouth and he's been healed. You have Clay Clark's baby, born blind, baby sees. People who are getting, not just healed and feeling better, but people who are helping others to be healed. And I'm not saying that, you know, we all become a bunch of, you know, faith healers, you know, cast out demons and, I put this poisonous snake around my neck and I don't get bitten. It's a lot of bad things were done to purposely hurt the Christianity, and I've seen and been part of healings, so I'm not saying come to me and I'll heal you. I'm saying that I'm aware of it and experienced it, and the grace of God and you know, really amazing stuff. But you know, like why would you believe me? Just because I say it, you know. So you have to experience it yourself. I was feeling so bad because I wasn't able to help my sister, who's in terrible, terrible pain. She was a teacher and a librarian, and she fell down a staircase at her job. And she thrashed her body. She used to be like an athlete and a jogger and a swimmer and yoga and, weightlifter. You know, she used to be really active, but she was incredibly in a lot of pain. And I, be laying hands on her, trying to heal her, and nothing would happen. And I felt like what's going on? Like, I can't even help my own twin, And it turns out she finally, after years of being given the runaround by crappy insurance companies because they don't want to spend money on Americans, they only want to spend it on illegal aliens. She finally got an x-ray of her hip, and when she took that fall, it jammed it out of place, and it's hanging on by a thread, and that's why she's in constant pain. So why am I telling you this? Well, part of what I had seen when I years ago when I first thought about doing the what I called inspired vision event was I saw people seeing, being like amazed and feeling really happy. I saw like joyous people, and I say saw, I mean like a vision. I don't mean a dream or that I imagined it. In my case, because I had such a high fever when I was young, my son did too, for that matter, of 107, it fried some part of my memory, and I don't have very good ability to imagine things or like see it in my head, like even like a memory. I have trouble with memory. But what the Lord showed me was like so amazing. I was like, how am I supposed to do that? You know, like, what am I supposed to have a big event here? Like, I just didn't quite get it. And so I kept just thinking, okay, I'm just going to follow what you're saying. And I thought it had to do with the repairs and the renovations on our old avocado farm and orchard. So I was just like, oh, maybe I'm just envisioning this because, you know, I have big ideas about what to do to this property. And instead, I realized that it was happening everywhere. It was like I saw like all the Midwest and the East Coast, and I even saw it going on in Europe and in Holland in particular. And this was years ago, like 2020, I think. But anyway, all those things that I saw wasn't that I was supposed to be doing it. I was seeing what was going to be happening, and that's what we're seeing now. So when I talk about these events, and I put the newsletter together and put it over on Lori, LoriBella.com, I'm not doing it, you know, for fun, okay? I'm doing it because I know if I'm not seeing it anywhere else, people aren't talking about it. You're not going to your church and they're saying, hey, there's this, you know, Freedom Fest coming, you know, to town. You know, we want to go with the congregation. Or they don't happen to listen to Charlie Kirk, who's in Arizona, and he's doing TPUSA, Turning Point USA. A lot of these guys that I think a lot of, and they're women too, I put them in the ICU guide, on Lori Show channel on Rumble, because I wanted to have people be able to see like all the good things that are happening and the programs that are available for training. And, you know, like right now, I happen to know some diesel mechanics. That's going to be a skill that is needed. And there's jobs all over the country that Mike Rowe works.org has, and he's got ones that you don't have to get a shot, COVID shot. So, you know, if you're not seeing all this stuff being talked about on regular news, and you don't happen to be listening to Jack Posobiec or Glenn Beck or Charlie Kirk or Raheem Kassim or the British guy, name's gone out of my head. Sometimes he's on InfoWars, young guy. Or you don't listen to Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. You're not going to know about it. You know, there's a guy named Bigtree, Dale Bigtree. He just did an event in Memphis. I didn't hear one peep about it. And these events are important, not only for fellowship and for learning, but also to help entrepreneurs who are selling books or products, to help get the word out about these new medical inventions and treatments that have been kept off radar. So, you know, go back and listen to President Trump's speech about what his plans were on Inauguration Day in 2017, January 2017. I mean, while he's talking about what he's going to do, Hillary is on video sliding up next to Bush saying, we're going to squeeze him, when Bush is glaring at Trump and he says on video, we've got a problem. He's glaring at Trump because Trump isn't in the club. He knew that Trump was going to blow the whistle on them. General Flynn, who's been a lifelong JFK Democrat, he was told, you're going to audit and figure out the, what happened with the money in these black operations and these off-the-book operations and Pentagon. So, for example, if you have a group of people over you, let's say you're just a worker bee, and that group of people over you says, you know, I want you to record these shipment of 10,000 toothbrushes. You're going to record this and you're going to put down $15,000. You might just say, okay, that makes sense. You got a bulk deal on these toothbrushes. That doesn't seem like a problem. But what if those toothbrushes that you're recording as toothbrushes weren't really toothbrushes? For example, Obama is a very wicked, evil, perverted man. And I can say that still in America. It's my opinion. Obama. Even your brother says you're wicked and he doesn't know where the hell you were born and he wants nothing to do with you. Malik Obama doesn't want anything to do with you, Obama. Anyway, even he ordered $45,000 worth of hot dogs to be delivered to D.C. So you might just think, okay, $45,000, I guess they had a big crowd. A, it doesn't cost that much for hot dogs. B, that's code for other things. Let's put it that way. Other things. Be between the lines. Okay? Just like pizza is code for other things. Just like walnut sauce is code for other things. So what angers me and people like me, like Trennis Evans, who's a good man, I believe, you know, what troubles people like me and him is that our family have been affected by what was done to us, not what we did, not like I, you know, drove drunk and I, you know, ended up going to prison for drunk driving or something like that. And this, we've been targeted. And in his case, his 13-year-old son saw his dad gunpoint at FBI on his doorstep and being accused of being a terrorist. His 13-year-old son will never forget that. My daughter will never forget my husband fainting from his eating his diabetes medicine and being dehydrated and tired and being pulled over and told to stand so long that he ended up fainting. And then they tried to pin hit that he was drunk driving when he never, ever did that. And he wasn't. He had diabetes and he became woozy. And thankfully, the person that was with him at the time who had been involved in the accident, you know, saw that he was perfectly normal and fine. And then, you know, that he passed out, he fainted. So my daughter has to, our daughter has to live with that memory of seeing her dad being taken away in handcuffs and put in a police cruiser when he wasn't drunk. He had fainted from diabetes, needing his medicine, being told to stand, not move for, you know, like a long time, being dehydrated, basically not feeling well. So I have a special place in my heart for Trennis because, you know, his son had that shame put onto him. And in case you don't know it, that's one of the ways evil operates. It likes to steal, rob, and destroy, and it really likes to go after people that were supposed to do great and important things and screw with them, give them, make, put shame on them, put a curse on them, make their lives terrible, make their lives not turn out the way they're supposed to turn out. And in my own family, I saw this. My mom had three sisters, so it's four girls. And I don't want to, you know, say, I can't say their names, but only one of them had a good life and didn't have, you know, problems. And it was probably a person who, I'll go into another time. But the point is that supposedly, the Kennedy family were basically targeted because they are a special family, like the Trump family and like the Lincoln family, Abraham Lincoln, Abraham was his real name. There's a fella, I think it's a fella, on Twitter that he finally got unbanned or whatever. He's showing up finally. And, you know, some of this stuff is, you know, way far out there and hard to swallow. But some of it actually has some substance to it. And, you know, I'm not saying that you should believe everything I say or think, you know, that I'm so reliable, you know, only listen to me. I'm not saying that. I'm saying we all have to listen to the other side. We have to stop being so arrogant that we think we know everything when we know what they want us to know. And, you know, maybe you're okay with that. I'm not. I've always been a curious person, but I've also don't like being told what to think. I want to know facts. I want to know the info that's available, and then I want to make my own conclusion. And, you know, that's you know, basic critical thinking 101, you know, come on. So anyway, I'm looking for this person's name who has information on the Kennedy clan, whose Coluni is their actual family name. And supposedly the Trump family is connected to the special family, I'll put it that way. I don't want to say too much because I want you to figure it out yourself. And I believe my family was a special family and it got targeted. And as I have mentioned in the past, my dad's people came over with William Penn and settled in Philadelphia. And that's who Pennsylvania is named after. And these are like Quakers and, you know, Presbyterians and people, you know, that were very godly, good people. Anyway, my point for mentioning that is if you just go through my posts that are on In Circle Team at twitter.com, x.com, I think it'll help get you on the right track where you can at least be thinking about, in particular, 9/11, because we just went through that. But also to be able to question and analyze stuff that they're going to pull in the future. For example, when the COVID lockdown rollout thing happened, Trump's taking a lot of heat for that and a lot of blame for it as well. But I want you to put yourself into his shoes. You know, he's an outsider. He's been in New York City and in Florida. He knows a lot of people. He's very famous. He knows a lot of famous people. One of the people that is a very close friend is Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He's a self-made wealthy man and a wise man, who I think a lot of. But, you know, Trump doesn't know the, even maybe like the donor class or even the NGOs, the non-government organizations, the word's gone out of my head, what they're called, the ones that are lobbyists. He doesn't know them because he hasn't been in D.C. He doesn't know how that game plays. And he doesn't even want to know how that game plays. He's a businessman. He's a builder. He's an entrepreneur. He has, you know, many, many companies inside his corporation. He's not just, you know, it's not just the Trump organization or the Trump group. It's multi-levels, multifaceted, many interests, many, many companies out there that don't have his name on it that he's connected to, okay? So he gets into D.C., and he has people that have been there for a long time in their jobs, and they're not elected jobs, but they're government jobs that they, you know, went through a hiring process for, and they have had for 20, 40 years. And he gets in there, and he gets told, oh, you know, Fauci's the best. If he says it, you know, you can take it to the bank. He knows what's going on. Trump thinks that Fauci is telling him the truth, that there's this, you know, very horrible virus, and the death toll is, you know, skyrocketing, and they don't know where it came from and all that stuff. All right, so he's watching and observing. He's listening. He's trusting people around him. He has a small group of people that he can trust and that have proven themselves to him. The rest are appointees or have had their jobs for a long time. Like, I know someone who worked in the government for probably since she got out of the military. And she even voted for Obama. Yeah. And probably Hillary as well. I mean, these are people that are not stupid people. They're just like, it's what you're interested in. Some people are just interested in making a paycheck and calling it a day. They're not interested in global politics, or even if you have a government job, you know, there's very few people that are going to go doing some research to figure things out. Like, that's why they hated Edward Snowden, because he was a contractor who saw stuff that he didn't expect to see, and he tried to go public, and they wanted to kill him, basically. Especially Cheney wanted to get him. The same thing with Julian Assange. All right, so supposedly, I've known this for a long time, but I haven't talked about it, but I'm going to talk about it now because I have the thread for it on my In Circle team. Supposedly, Julian Assange is President Trump's uncle's son. Now, I can see the likeness, you know, that they look similar. You can buy that. President Trump's uncle was a engineering professor at MIT, I think, and supposedly he was brought in to analyze the documents that Nikola Tesla left. Supposedly, Trump's uncle said, nothing to see here, is all gibberish to me. But I believe the reason they hate Trump so much is because Trump's engineer, professor, very smart uncle, recognized what Tesla had been working on, which included things that, you know, blow your mind, like teleportation, time travel, free energy, you know, lots of interesting stuff that should be given to humanity. But very wealthy people like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the Bush family, which that's not their name, it's Scherf supposedly, and they're German, and they came over during World War II, yeah, and they helped to the bank Prescott Bush was running, was basically laundering Hitler war machine money. Yeah, I mean, all kinds of stuff that you don't know about. And I am not even saying it's necessarily true, but I don't want to be told what to think. I want to know the facts, and I want to be able to have an idea of what's happening. I don't want some overpaid person like Maddow, the communist lesbian, to get $10 million a year to sit there and read what she's told from her owners in the CIA. Okay, that's who controls the media and Google and YouTube and everything else. So anyway, I'm saying this because I find it fascinating that it's quite possible that President Trump's uncle may have been a hero by taking at least copies of the documents that Nikola Tesla had, who I believe he was murdered as well for that information, not his uncle, but Nick Tesla. And, you know, when Trump spoke about at the inaugural about basically hidden cures, inventions, free technology that would change the world, that is why Bush to Hillary, we've got a problem, as he was glaring at Trump. And Hillary said, don't worry, we're going to squeeze him. Right? Hillary is mafia. Okay, her father was mafia. He worked for Al Capone. And Al Capone was in the prison. And I believe that's correct. And if I'm wrong, you know, I made an error. That's not against the law. But that's my understanding, allegedly. And so that's how she got where she is. And the rumor is that Bill Clinton is illegitimate son of one of the Rockefellers, and that's why he was given Arkansas governorship and then made president. So they just keep switching power. They got to keep passing the baton back and forth. It's not that the dynamics actually change or things get better. It's always just about keeping status quo. And that's why they were very anti-Reagan, because he was an outsider like Trump was. And Reagan was in Hollywood like Trump has been a bit, with the movies he's been in and the commercials and the show, guest appearances on shows and being in Miss Universe, having that, and wrestling. I mean, he's a very connected guy. And when he was asked about running for president when he was in his 30s, he said to Rona Barrett, who was a journalist, Trump said, I don't think I would ever do that because I have other interests, but I see it as a very dirty and very like thankless job, basically. And he's right. I mean, look at this man. He tries to take on the problems that Obama created with his 8 years of disasters and cover-ups and the crap that went down under Obama, the destroyer. And that's on my Twitter feed as well at Encircle Team. And he doesn't even take a salary. He donates a salary to the military and other causes. He loses millions of dollars. People like Nordstrom's Rack literally put his daughter's fashion designs and clothing line, which is very nice, Ivanka. They red tagged all that and put it on clearance because, you know, the communist Nordstroms were pissed off that Trump had won instead of their little communist closet gay woman Hillary. And I don't have anything against gay. I have a problem against mentally off gay people. And you're mentally off if you think that chopping off kids' private parts and pushing sex on them and teaching them to be in their gender and to be communist is good for society. Seems becoming a lot from the LGBTQM, for minor attracted population. So that's why I sound sometimes like I'm anti-gay. I have gay people in my circle. So, you know, ask them if I'm a bigot or mean to them. I'm not. Anyway, so we have this sign from the Lord that happened on 9/11 at Ground Zero, but it's not getting any play from the media. Why is that? I can't make a rainbow show up over Ground Zero. I had no idea when I called this thing Operation Rainbow that would happen on 9/11/2023. I had absolutely no inkling about that. I wasn't expecting that or waiting for it, or I had no, vision or thought from the Lord about it, nothing. Called it Operation Rainbow because we live near Rainbow, California. And I like to think that we're at the end of the rainbow, meaning that good things are here if we need to get rid of the whack jobs that are running California into the ground. California used to be conservative and red when I came. Now it's turned into an illegal alien free-for-all and run by communists and morons. You are morons. I mean, how much taxes do you have to take before you finally say you have enough? Another $1.12 tax on per gallon on the gas? mean, who do you freaks think you are? You know, you act like, you know, oh, the big oil company is making so much money. Your profit margin is teeny, maybe 12%. All the extraction they have to do and all the expenses of getting the gas out of the ground, processed and delivered. And it's all the reason the gas is so expensive. It's called the taxes you EPA whack jobs put on it to line your own pockets. So, you know, we pretty much have had it with you. Anyway, so this, I'm going to try to find that, get that picture because it was sent to me, but it doesn't show up in my on my phone for some reason. I'll put it on this episode so you can see it. I have in the bottom part of the show notes, signs, hopes, and wishes, and your dishes. All right, so when I first created my first site regarding the Inspired Vision event, I kept thinking Beauty and the Beast kept running through my mind, and be our guest and put our you know how the song goes, and then the words to that song in Beauty and the Beast couldn't get it out of my head, and on the song one of the lyrics is dishes, right, and that's a dancing candelabra in the air, and the Mrs. Potts, the teapot, and the chip, the saucer, and you know, it was an interesting movie, I thought, and one of the first ones that my kids watched that was a musical. But the reason that I'm mentioning that is that I think it had basically, it was kind of foreshadowing the time that we're in right now. When there's a teapot in there, that's a link to the British part of things. Because, the tea party, the Boston Tea Party, when they threw the tea into the harbor to protest the high taxation from the Brits, and that's part of what started the Revolutionary War, which was only a small percentage of the people that actually wanted to go to war with England, because England was the biggest power at that time, and this little ragtag group of colonies in the New America thought they could take on the British Empire, ha ha ha, but they were distracted because they were so spread out so thin that we ended up whipping our asses. And I have Brits in my family tree as well. And so that's how I connect dots. The teapot in Beauty and the Beast, one of those dots that I connected. And also tea party as in needing to have a revolution. And a peaceful revolution doesn't mean you have to, fight and go to war. It means you could actually have a, with technology, have a nonviolent revolution, which a lot of people, I think, are hoping will be the case. I'm starting to lose faith in that. But anyway, so if you read that thread on my Twitter post, it, one of the things it's going to lead to is the interview of Dr. Jan Halper-Hayes, who works for the Pentagon. She was on the Trump transition team. And she's basically a psychologist, and they study, basically the public pulse. And her interview is posted there. It's also on Santa Surfing, who's out of Hawaii. She's also a good lady. And it's talking about that after the Civil War, we were broke as a nation. The Civil War was caused by the Democrats. They wanted to have secession from the Union. They wanted to have segregation and slavery. And they wanted to, have states' rights where they could do what they wanted. So according to Dr. Jan Halper Hayes and other people, including me, the U.S. was put under wrongly a corporation status set up by not Queen Elizabeth. You know, she never even went to college, but her handlers, the scumbags, the Fabian socialists, the fascists, the communists, and dirtbags in MI6 and British intelligence. They made the documents so that America would not be a sovereign nation, that we would be basically under the auspices of England. And they also got, they went, Congress went and barred, or the people in charge went and barred money from the Vatican. So according to Dr. Jan Halper Hayes, putting her reputation on the line, Trump broke that bad deal that was made 150 years ago, and America is going to go into Nocera, which is basically a really wonderful thing that would stop the tyranny and stop the overtaxation and stop the misuse of our money and stop funding wars and, you know, having people basically gin up a war so they can go in and take over and put their people in that they want. I mean, Victoria Nuland must have been raised by a leftover Nazi because she's on video and audio talking about who they're going to, her little group, she's National Security Advisor connected, she's talking on the phone to somebody about who they're going to insert and put in place in Ukraine and, you know, who they want to, you know, basically push along and who they think will do what they tell them to do. These people are not elected, okay? These people are government employees who have been in there so long that they actually think that they make policy, that they're so brilliant and wonderful that, you know, they're the people that should be leading the world. This is like a, this is like the thing with the Nazis that people don't realize. Their arrogance, their distaste for the people that were not superior race. You know, think about that. That was passed down to their offspring when those Nazis were brought over, thousands of them, several thousand, to England and to Russia and to America. They brought them over because they thought that they had valuable info and research. But that attitude, that arrogance, that depraved ideas that they had never went away. So they gave it to their kids, and those kids gave it to their kids. So that's why we have they call it, white nationalism. That's every country, every group of people, especially a country that has mostly one population of mostly the same. Like Holland is an example of that. They have Indonesians. Now they have a bunch of Muslim Africans. But, you know, up until like the 1950s, Holland was pretty much white and, you know, Catholics and Protestants and Jews. They hid the Jews during the World War II. But anyway, so you have this whole group of people that are not elected, that are in power, like Victoria Nuland, who think that they can tell us what to do because they've been in power so long that they think they know best. And like when General Flynn and others on the Trump team said, that's not what the president wants to do, so you're not going to do that, and we're going to have this meeting, and we're going to talk about this and this. This is his agenda. They looked at him like, what are you talking about? You know, Trump doesn't matter. You know, we're the people that make the decisions here. You know, and our own, Trump's own administration was stymied and, they basically derailed him, refused to follow his memos and memorandums. And so he started to realize that Fauci was not some good guy. And I was one that, I told him, I don't think he listened to me, but I said, if Joe Biden is praising Fauci, he's a bad guy because Biden is deep state, and that means Fauci is too. So I just have really good instincts and intuition, and I asked God years ago to give me discernment. And as I said, I'm not saying, oh, I'm so wonderful. I'm saying that if it wasn't so dire, I would just be, you know, off at a pool somewhere having a Singapore sling. So, you know, I know that if we can't get through this and get these scumbags out of power, they're going to be coming for us all. And I mean coming as, you know, locking us up, taking our property, giving it to their new arrivals, the new replacement group, which are hundreds of thousands, millions of people. I mean, New York City has 115,000 illegal aliens from 156 countries squatting out on the streets in New York City. And the Democrat mayor, Eric Adams, is saying, we can't handle this. We can't handle it. Well, you declared yourself a sanctuary city. So what do you think? You're going to get the cream of the crop and the, you know, the elite to come with money and jobs or something and businesses? You're going to get the people that are the most desperate. And I'm not saying that we can't help them or that we can't figure out a way to make, like, Mexico, you know, get rid of the drug cartels and put them out of business and then, you know, make companies and businesses and factories there. You know, there's ways to get this problem solved, but it requires a lot of brainstorming. And that's the elitists don't want to do any brainstorming. They want to have it be that we do what we're told and we pay our taxes and we don't get out of line and we don't protest. And that's what January 6th was about, was to make sure we never protest again, that we are afraid to go to the very city that our taxes pay for. Pelosi lives off of your taxes. Okay, if you weren't paying your taxes, she wouldn't have her overpaid job that she does not deserve. If you weren't paying your taxes, the cabal cops, the DC cops that are there, who are rough on the public and beat to death Roseanne Boylan and shot Ashley Babbitt and did not call 911 when two men had a heart attack and a stroke. So four people died that day. And then they pretended that a cop that was, I think, killed by the bad shadow government in D.C. just to have, you know, that to either shut him up or because he didn't want to play along with the narrative, they just got rid of him and pretended that he was killed by the unarmed patriots that were there. And also, in case you don't remember, shots were being fired on January 6, 2021 in D.C., and no one knew where it was coming from. But then they also had like gas bombs or grenades launched, and so there was like a fog of gas suddenly. So Trump was made aware that the protesting area that where the people had planned to go had been that the people had panicked and ran into the Capitol because they heard these shots and they saw these gas bombs go off and they saw the violence. And it was from the Antifa and BLM scum that were there and like basically hired mercenaries and insurgents. And it's so obvious if you look at the pictures, you have the normal people, the Trump people that never even leave a piece of trash at thousands of rallies that have been held, never a problem. But then they go to the Capitol and suddenly, you know, it's all this chaos and fighting and violence. They were panicked, but they also were defending themselves. And people like Dr. Simone Gold was at the rally. She was outside, and then suddenly there's people panicking. So you have a group of thousands of people, tens of thousands of people, and she's a small person. She just got caught up in the crowd, and that's how she ended up being in or near the Capitol. So she was also being told she was going to have her medical license taken. She's also an attorney, thank God. Really smart woman. I think she's my relative. I have a feeling about that. And, you know, they're going to lock her up. And there goes her medical practice. So think about these men that have, and women too, that have been locked up for all these years. They don't even get a decent lawyer because no lawyer wants to help them because they're afraid of losing their law license and they're never working again. I mean, the lawyer that's helping Owen Schroyer, who just got 60 days for, I don't know, he didn't do anything, but he got 60 days in prison. Owen Schroyer, lawyer, said that he was not expecting them to go, for the government to go back on their word. They were supposed to do something and they didn't do it. And then on top of it, like they said, Owen was not, regretful enough about his being there on January 6th. Well, why would he be regretful? He hadn't done anything wrong, but also that was in May and he wasn't charged until August. So why would he be publicly watching what he says when he wasn't even charged until months later? So, you have a really criminal group of people that don't deserve to be employed, let alone in charge of us. And they should have lost their law licenses long ago. We also have judges that Obama put in, and there are 30 judges that hate Trump. So if you hate, if you are a Trump supporter, they're going to look at you. But if you're an Antifa supporter, you get off. Like the person who ran over a Trump supporter in, I think, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that person got 5 years. He killed a young man who was a Trump supporter. He ran over him repeatedly, and the judge could have thrown the book at him, but he didn't. In fact, he felt like he even said, like, oh, I know you meant well, but you can't go around killing people. He got 5 years, and yet Joe Biggs and Enrique Torrio got 22 years and 17 years. I mean, come on. If that doesn't outrage you, then you're not a good American, and you don't deserve to be in America. And I'm going to say this to hopefully the January 6th people that are listening. We're coming, people, okay? By hook or by crook, we're going to get you out because you don't deserve to be in prison. And unfortunately, we've been told we have to do this nonviolently. And I said years ago, and I said I would volunteer my time, I said as long as it's legal and nonviolent. But I'm getting to the point where I think we're going to have to get pitchforks and torches. They're not going to back down. These people know they're going to go to prison or be executed for treason. So they're using all the power that they have at their disposal. I mean, arresting Mark Meadows, a representative, arresting Janet Ellis, Trump's lawyer. Even she's pissed off at Trump because she thinks that he should be paying her legal bills. He's got enough of his own legal bills, Jenna. Okay, cut me a break. Anyway, we're dealing with scum. And then I said when this all started years ago, when Obama came on the scene, I saw flashes of what was going to happen. And I thought I was just having I'm imagining bad things. But I said earlier, I don't have a very good imagination. Like, I can't picture things easily. I have trouble with my, if you told me what a dress that you got looks like, I would have trouble envisioning what you're describing. So my memory, that kind of memory, is not what it should be. But what I was getting these flashes in my head about, and was like, oh, wow, he's gonna do all that. I saw chaos, I saw the riots, I saw the looting and the fires. I saw what that sack of camel dung was gonna do, and I got involved. And it's been nothing but trouble for me ever since I made that decision. But then I think if I don't keep trying, then how are we going to solve the problem? All right, so I wanted to finish reading this about condemned USA Trenis Evans. As I said, I met him at the event in Escondido. June 24th. It was actually my anniversary, and because of how things went at that event and what I learned about, put me in a really bad mood. So when I went for dinner with my husband to celebrate, I ended up getting mad at him and I stormed out of the restaurant. So it wasn't a very good day for me. And I just really need to have some fun and have some good times. So hopefully in the near future. Anyway, condemned USA, why support them? Fundraising and services. Federal cases require time, effort, energy, and money to defend. American families are falling behind under this pressure. Our solutions are unparalleled in this light. In addition to the legal services listed below, we provide assistance to J6 families in need with access to our full-scale fundraising services. We rely on you to continue the fight. Our change of venue research is revolutionary and precedent setting. Our data cannot be disputed. So you're entitled to a trial by your peers in your area you live. These men that are in prison giving these harsh sentences, January 6th POWs, they're being tried in D.C. They're not going to get a fair trial because it's paid off judges and, you know, really communist, not just, you know, leftists or Democrats, communist Marxist scumbags. And a lot of them are Black Panthers that are on the police force there. A lot of them are Luciferian, Freemason, 33 degree. Yeah, I said it. I get what you scumbags are up to. Okay, we know who you are, and it's going to come, and you're going to regret you messed with the USA. So their researchers they have experience with hundreds of J6 defendants, structures, and present process. We provide a basic understanding of what to expect with facing the full force of the federal government, how to legal guides, build up a network, and maintain a network of dedicated, highly experienced attorneys. What it comes down to, I'm going to try to make a copy of this flyer and put it on this show. But for you guys, the January 6th POWs, you guys who are the citizens to come and help you, you know, frankly, a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people aren't listening to me. I lost all my followers. So I'm relying on other people to get my shows, my posts on Twitter and Getter, and my videos to get them out to the public. But it doesn't seem like it's working, but I keep trying because I don't know what else to do. But it's on cowboylogic.us, which is a show that's on americasvoice.news, which is on Roku, Pluto channel. Cowboylogic.us has interviews with the J6 POWs, and they try to get the word out, and they have, you know, their give, send, go accounts and all that stuff. I would start, if you're listening to this and, you know, feel like you want to get involved, I would start at j6truth.org. They have the fundraising link there. They have the videos that have been made by the people that were actually there, that went to the Capitol thinking that they were doing the right thing, that they were protesting a in-our-faces stolen election. And what did Nancy Pelosi, the mafia queen witch, do? She sent in her goon squad, and she bussed in Antifa. Yeah, they were on buses, or they were taken out on buses. I saw the video. I don't know whether they were coming in or being brought out. But that's against the law because Antifa is a terrorist group. So Nancy Pelosi, you transported a terrorist group into our Capitol. And Nancy Pelosi, you refused to get the National Guard be present when there was going to be over a million people in D.C. that day, not just the people coming to the Trump rally, but the tourists and the observers. There was foreign press there. You think the foreign press doesn't know what you did, Nancy Pelosi? And then the guy that was in the crowd filming came to your mansion and tried to get money off of your husband, and that's how come he got beat up You think we're stupid? You wicked, evil scumbags. Just call it a day and get out of power. Resign. Okay? You're done. You want to bring shame on your family and have you go through the process of being publicly put through a tribunal? Is that what you want, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer? And what is that thing you're married to, Chuck Schumer? Looks like a man to me. You know, I'm just so tired of being, we could have a really great world, but instead it has to be led by these whack jobs. Joe Biden is not going to be staying in as president. He's going to be made to resign. They're going to try to push the notion of Kamala Harris, who is ineligible because her mother is from India and her dad is from Jamaica. She is neither a Black American or white. In India, some people consider the population Asian. Some consider them white, but they're not Black. So that means that she'd have to be born to Black people in America to be call herself Black. She was born to a Jamaican and an Indian from India. And they're radical academic Marxists as well. So she cannot be president because she's ineligible, just like Obama, and because the Democrats keep breaking the law because you're lawless and scumbags. Ugh. She's not going to be Michelle Obama. But let's just hope that they don't bring that Moose thing out. And that means it's going to be Gavin Newsom, and they're going to try to put him in last minute. And I don't know. What are you going to arrest Trump and then put him in prison with his Secret Service detail? I mean, he's entitled to Secret Service detail his whole life, like you have, Obama, you scumbag fraud, that Manchurian candidate. Like, why does Pelosi have security detail, Secret Service? She's not the president. She's not the vice president. She's a nobody. That's because she's a cabal asset. Okay, so we're on to you scumbags. And guess what? Just like you hire people to kill people, Obama and Hillary, all the people that you've knocked off and had disappeared, guess what? That could be done to you, okay? Just go away. Just resign, fade away, pretend that you're dead, because we can do to you what your base did to America. Your base destroyed America. You are the party of hate and evil. You're the ones that segregated. You're the ones that lynched people. You lynched 1,100 Christian whites. You know who you are. And guess what? You can't have America, and you can't have us, and you can't have our kids. So J6 POWs, we're going to help you. I'm going to keep talking about this and posting about it. CondemnedUSA.com. You've got to send money to the J6 Truth Fund that's on that website, j6truth.org. Send it to the individual people, but also there's a fund there, the legal fund. That'll help Mike Lindell, who's lost millions of dollars because of the Dominion machine company suing him for daring to say that the election needed to have oversight and to be reviewed, which is required under the law. So guess what, you wicked scum? I declare in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, you're going to drop dead, okay? You keep this shit up, you're going to drop over dead, okay? We're not going to take it anymore. I release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy you all. In Jesus' name, I declare this. And I know that sounds crazy and wow, but guess what? You have to get off your comfortable seat and get involved. We have to try to wake these people up, make them afraid of us, because we're the ones that have the power of the purse. Call up your Congress, tell them to take away their money, tell them to get these POWs out of prison, these men and women that have been locked up since January 6, 2021, in some cases, and just recently. All of them have to be given pardons that didn't do any violence. Okay, we can't just let them rot in jail. They let convicted killers out of jail. They protest for, they get convicted killers out of jail and child molesters, but somehow these patriots that happen to be in D.C. on January 6th, they're all a bunch of terrorists. The terrorists is the government, okay? The U.S. government are terrorists. And I don't care if you don't want to hear that. I'm going to keep saying it because I never thought so poorly of my country until you put Obama in, Hillary, the harpy, and crooked Biden. It's like, what kind of people are you? And we're supposed to keep paying our taxes and do what you tell us. All right, I'm going to talk about something else. If you want to know about, I guess I would say current events, but it's not being covered on the paid off news. Clay Clark of Thrive Time show, we put together Time to Free America tour, Reawaken America. Clay Clark is like me. He just started, you know, following the rabbit trail and going down the path and seeing this and looking at that. And he has on his radio show, as well as on his website, timetofreeamerica.com, a lot of information about a lot of different subjects, not just COVID, not just elections, not just, for example, Klaus Schwab, another Austrian. You know, Hitler was an Austrian, not a German. And, information about Noah Harari, who's like an insane fake Jew. You can be of Jewish heritage and have absolutely nothing in common with the teachings of Judaism. You know, Pastor Jonathan Kahn is a rabbi and he's a pastor. He's a Jew that came to believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, okay, and that, the hope of the world. All right, but he is an educated, gentle Jew. He's not a communist, okay? He says how Trump really sticks his foot in it and, you know, can be abrasive and, you know, he's definitely not, you know, someone that, is a mild-mannered person. But it doesn't mean that the Lord doesn't want Donald Trump to be his David, which is what the prophecy of Kim Clement was back in 2007 or whatever it was. He said that the Lord was going to raise up a man that people would not expect to be a mover and shaker and do the stuff he does. And so I want you to think about the good things that Trump did do. He put in some good people on the Supreme Court, which is important. That Supreme Court ruled to send decision for abortion back to the states instead of making it a federal thing paid for by federal tax dollars. That makes that every abortion, all the millions of abortions that are done in America, that you pay for that. So that sin of that murdered baby, unborn baby, is on you. Okay, it's like, you know, paying, giving money to a murderer who buys a gun and kills someone. That sin is on you, okay? I'm sorry, but we can't be paying for abortions. We should be paying to have them taken care of. And that's what preborn.org is about, is to have the mothers to see their unborn baby and hear the heartbeat. 8 times out of 10, when they hear the heartbeat, they realize that they've got a living human being inside them and not, you know, a glob of cells. It's that it's a human being from the beginning. And so you have people that are a Jewish background that are really fake Jews. And the ADL, American Defense League, what they do is they use their intimidation tactics to go after people who are basically putting down bad Jews. It's like I would put down a person who says they're a Christian but is, you know, screwing kids in the parking lot. I'm going to put him down or put her down know, I'm not going to pretend, oh, well, they're a Christian, so I can't go after them. I can't talk about what they did. Well, that's how the ADL is. If a person that is a Jew, they're supposed to be, like, untouchable. And so people that should be, outcasts in society, like George Soros, who's a declared Nazi collaborator and helper, who told 60 Minutes Steve Croft on video that he enjoyed helping the Nazis and fingering the Jews and taking their wealth and their art, and that he would do it again, and it was a happy time in his life. That's what he said, people. That man should not be on any board. He should not be able to be a U.S. citizen. He's from Hungary, but he immigrated. He should not be allowed to have any income from U.S. holdings because he was a Nazi collaborator. Okay, he admitted it on video. So the ADL defends him, and it doesn't say anything about the Muslim reps in Congress that are Democrats that are saying anti-American things, anti-Israel things, being very rude about President Trump when he was president and after. It doesn't say anything about them, but it goes after Elon Musk because Elon Musk made some comment. I mean, Elon Musk is Jewish, okay, Jewish background. So, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to the ADL, and they really are part of the reason why Trump got banned off of Twitter, because the ADL comes up and says, oh, he's saying anti-Semitic things, anti-Jew things. So he's anti-Jew. His daughter is married to a Jew. His third kids are raised as Jews. So this idea that Trump is anti-Jew is ridiculous. Anyway, and it doesn't even matter. The ADL is not the authority and doesn't have the right to get people fired by claiming that they're, attacking Jews or bigots or whatever. Okay, this their power is way overinflated. Plus, the ADL, in order to keep getting donations, has to create hate speech cases and create incidences where, they put a swastika on this Jewish person's house. It's all contrived, people, okay? Not every time, but quite often, because you're not going to donate money to them if they don't seem to be under siege. So, I mean, I'm under siege. Nobody's donating money to me. But apparently the ADL needs to get money from us. All right, so I wanted to say that in regards to the science, hopes, and wishes and your dishes, think about the products that you're washing your clothes with, your body with, your hair with, your face, your dishes, silverware. I don't care what product line you use, but I prefer you use one that the company, the corporation that I'm involved with, because at least the money stays in America and it's made in America and they hire Americans and they are helping to create jobs and they have a business plan for people who want to do it as a business, not just as a consumer. But these are products are patented and they're natural and they can prove what's in it and why it works, and you know who you're dealing with. There's a lot of companies in America that have natural in their name, or known as natural companies like Seventh Generation, that kind of thing. But a lot of them are owned by big pharma and big corporations like Procter & Gamble, et cetera. So they might seem like they're this little mom and pop business, like Burt Bees, for example, was started by an entrepreneur. But in some cases, they've been bought up, and so they have big corporations over them that use chemicals and additives and things that are bad for you. If you are having skin problems, it's likely that you're having reaction to the chemicals and the additives in the product. If you're having kids with ADHD and autism, there's a link to what they're putting in the food and water and shots. And, you know, some people realize that and they just ignore it. But, you know, when your kid and your health is at stake, you know, you got to be informed. So if you want to know more about this business and products that can change your life, you know, give me a call. You can set up an appointment on LoriBella.com. But I just want to, you know, say to you, even if it's not using my product line, there's so many natural products, hemp products and CBD products. And like even like John Schneider has this CBD product for people to use. He's doing all kinds of stuff, and he needs your prayers too, because he's been through the loss of his wife recently. So, you know, there's all kinds of choices out there. I'm not saying you have to use my U.S.-based company that I'm involved with, but I want to say to you that one thing that can help your children, I believe, is omega oil, DHA. I've been using the fish oil omega product that the company I'm with uses. They have like 400 products, from cleaning to personal care to shampoo to makeup to you know, all kinds of cleaners, all kinds of good stuff, nutraceuticals, vitamins. But the one I'm using has really helped with my brain fog. And one of the things about omega oil is that we need to get it into our kids with vitamin D and zinc, because it's a good way to help them. Vitamin C, you have like gummy DHA, gummy chews that don't have any sugar in them. You know, a lot of times people think they have this really great diet and they're getting plenty of, but in one serving of the omega oil product, you get 18 eggs, 20 ounces of chia seeds, one and a third cans of sardines, 20 ounces of flax seeds, and 6 ounces of salmon. So, you know, instead of eating that, you could take the vitamins, take the added, you know, the supplements. So I'm going to leave it there, but I really think one way to protect ourselves is getting supplements into us that actually stay with us, that we don't just, you know, pee them out. And Dr. Stella MD.com has products that can help you. And I don't get anything for plugging her, but she's a good woman. She's a frontline doctor. Dr. Stella MD.com. She's an African Christian woman, and she has developed products and children's vitamin packs and all kinds of good stuff over there. So check her out. And I think I might have a coupon to try Jack. I'm not sure. But, you know, start circling the wagons, people. And okay, keep your money in America as far as the products and the things you buy. Care about what you put on yourself and in yourself. And help make America beautiful. Make life beautiful.
All right. Well, some elementary students in Noblesville got a chance to honor our country's first responders today by giving them some high fives.
So check it out. These are the students at White River Elementary, and they cheered on our first responders today during the High Five for Heroes event.
Oh, it was a way for students to show their appreciation for the sacrifices made on 9/11 and the first responders who live in Central Indiana. And that includes the school's principal, Carly Vandermark. She's also a veteran.
Well, today is so special for me because it's an opportunity for all of our students to offer appreciation and a time of remembrance for all those that have served and continue to serve today.